Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I think this is the question we get most often asked now. I want you to ask me questions, 866-554-PETS. Please call if you have questions about your pet's behavior or any other questions referring to companion animals. And the question we've been getting is, what do I feed my dog? Sometimes, what do I feed my cat? And it all refers back to what the Food and Drug Administration said now 3 or 4 months ago about grain-free diets, offering concerns that some animals may be at a higher risk for a heart disease called dilated cardiomyopathy. Well, and it's nothing you want your animal to get. You do not want your pet to get heart disease. So what do? Do you switch diets out? What is this concern really about? Well, you know what? We just decided enough is enough already. You're asking me. We should answer. I don't know all the answers. So I went to the Food and Drug Administration and I said, what is this all about? And we'll be talking to a representative of the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Veterinary Medicine. Their deputy director will be here in a bit. We were talking last week on the show about declawing cats. We're going to continue that conversation with Dr. Margie Shirk, the editor of the Feline, the Journal of Feline Medicine and Surgery. Now I've got that right. And we'll also talk, by the way, declaw is something we now know you don't have to do it. There are alternatives. What are those alternatives? That is exactly where we're going this week on the show, and it'll be a very scary show. Blah, 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 blah. We'll talk about Halloween safety to keep you and your pets safe over this very scary holiday. In Illinois, Cheryl, you are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
You like my radio voice?
Very good.
Thank you very much. What's going on with you?
Well, we have an older cat. I'll start by saying she's 17.
Mm.
She's very good. I mean, she still gets around, and we really haven't had any troubles until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We started some eating issues.
Hmm.
Not eating the dry food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always given her this wet food in the morning when we get up, just as a little fun. You know, it certainly hasn't been her only food. Well, a couple weeks ago, she started, that's probably been about a month, actually. She started waking us up at about 5:30 to get this wet food every day.
Okay.
And has since stopped eating her dry food.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah.
Talk to your veterinarian about this, really, because I don't know enough about your cat's background. But here's a general answer that that I really can offer. Your cat's helping you out. As cats age, the likelihood, and if you haven't seen a veterinarian in the past 6 months even.
No, I have.
Oh, good, good. Okay. So the likelihood of early kidney disease and at this age even sort of mid-level disease.
She has kidney disease.
Okay.
Early stage.
Okay. It's likely. And one of the recommendations your veterinarian probably made is more water.
Yes.
So
we're trying to do that.
Good.
I add that to the wet food all the time and bowls all over to kind of encourage water drinking.
So your cat's helping you out. So what your cat is saying is, and you're lucky because a lot of cats won't do this.
Yes.
As owners, because I'm a fan of giving throughout the lifetime of a cat. Cats make their decisions on what they eat based on lots of factors. Of course, smell is first, as it is in dogs, because they live by their noses, both of those species. But consistency really matters to cats. What it feels like in the mouth. And if they are accustomed to only kibble, many cats, no one knows what the percent is, but many cats will then at the age of 18, when you want to offer a moist food because it's better for their health, will say, no, I'm not used to that. That's not what I like. And they won't do it. So you've got a cat that's saying, bring it on. And that's a good thing, because moist food, doesn't matter what the brand is, moist food contains a lot more moisture, a lot more moisture than dry food, of course.
Right.
And that's what we need to get into this cat. And as you say, you're even adding a bit of water to that, which is fine. That's a good thing. I mean, that's all good. And if your cat's liking it, you know, don't make it soupy. But if your cat's liking it, then all the better. I mean, you're doing the best for your cat, and your cat's doing the best for your cat, too. So if it were me, in general, again, talk to your veterinarian. I'd say use a piece of kibble or two as a treat here and there, you know, if your cat will take it. Certainly use up the food you have in the house, you know, or if not, if your cat won't even accept that, take it to a shelter. But other than that, I think it's fine that your cat at this age, at this point in time, is only on moist food. It's probably, in fact, not only fine, but a good thing.
Okay.
Tell your veterinarian I say hi.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Isn't that great? 17-year-old cat that says, I want more food. And I want moist food, and I know I need it. That's a good problem to have. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387. And what veterinary professionals are doing and what you can do to deter puppy mills next. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387. You know, most of us, I think at this point, I hope, know that chocolate is not a good thing for our pets and to keep candy away from pets. So the kids come back with that stash of candy. Don't leave it out for the pets. I mean, pretty much all of that is common sense. But I do have some more safety tips that you might not have thought about. Also, ways to keep your pets safe over Halloween. Next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Come say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
You're listening to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dracula.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
But I do.
Blah, 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 blah.
So how do you keep your pets safe and comfortable over Halloween? I'll tell you, first of all, that doorbell rings and it rings and it rings and it rings and it rings. And all those scary looking little people come in and say, trick or treat. And here's an opportunity, more of an opportunity than any other day of the year for dogs and cats who are escape artists to get out. I mean, we lose pets over Halloween more than any other time. So if you have a pet that is that escape artist, even potentially, keep that dog or cat away behind a closed door. Second bedroom, a den, down in the basement. The other advantage of that for a lot of pets is they can and sometimes are very frightened by those ghosts and goblins that come in. They don't appreciate the doorbell ringing every 2 seconds, and they get really anxious, they get nervous, they get upset. Well, we can alleviate that. So put the pet in a room behind, as I said, a closed door. Plug in a pheromone. Adaptil for dogs, feel away for cats, and that lowers anxiety. So if there's a sort of a lower moderate stress level, great idea, no harm done. That's number one. Number two, talk to your veterinarian about a nutraceutical. I know Halloween is right around the corner, but hopefully there's time to do it. A product called Zentral, for example, or Zilkeen, which is a milk-based product, you know, great-grandma might have been right. Take some milk to help calm your nerves. Maybe no different for our dogs and cats. These products are Zentral and Zilkeen, is what I just said, both beginning with the letter Z. They can also safely lower fear, stress, anxiety. Now, what do you do if you have a terrified animal? Definitely talk to your veterinarian about that. The other thing you can do is pump up music so they're not hearing all the people enter the house saying, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat. It's because you've got music playing in the background, maybe calming music like classical music or put on a talk show. In either which case, it mutes some of that background sound and give your dog or cat something else to do. A best would be to have a person in the room to interact with that dog or cat. That may not always be possible. So you could take a food dispensing toy. They have them for cats, too. And you could put treats inside or food inside. I know we have so many pets that are overweight, but this is one day. And that way your dog or cat can roll it around, move it around in such a way that they get out these treats. And if your dog or cat is busy doing that, hard to be terrified at the same time. In fact, impossible. So if your dog or cat is busy doing something fun, they can't feel fear at the same time. Now, I've got another safety tip or two. And these are things that, yeah, I know about chocolate. I mentioned earlier, people know, I hope, that chocolate isn't a good thing. They know that if you leave out that big bag of candy on the floor, that your dog, cats, maybe not, they might not be interested, but dogs certainly can get into it, and you don't want your dog to get into that. I mean, it's like a little child eating a whole big bag of candy can make them sick, even if there's not chocolate in it. Now, what else? Well, there's something called xylitol. It's an artificial sweetener. So if there's a product that has that in it, I don't know why you'd give gum around for or brownies maybe. It's used instead of sweeteners, often for people that have diabetes or people who say, I don't want the calories or I don't want the sugar. And it seems to be okay for us, but it's very, very dangerous for our pets. The other thing we don't think about is, and I once got a thank you note from a local fire department somewhere when I talked about this on the radio. I did, because I said those jack-o'-lanterns that we put candles in use artificial candles. And I wasn't so concerned about fire safety, which appears to be an issue over Halloween. That is why I received the note from the fire department. But what I was concerned about are pet birds. Pet birds are so sensitive, their respiratory system, that those candles that we benignly put inside those pumpkins can actually kill a pet bird. The other thing is that if you have a puppy or a kitten, they can knock it over and therefore start a house fire. So I like the kind of candles that you just plug in. They're electric. They're not real candles. Those are just a few tips for you. You can read more tips on my website, and that's stevedale.tv. So what do? If you've been feeding a grain-free diet to your dog or cat, do you continue to do that after the FDA said several months ago, we're concerned about it? What are those concerns, and what do? We talk with the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine next.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I tell you, I'm walking down the street and people stop me and ask me about this. Should I feed grain-free foods to my pets or not? Well, here's a person who knows about it because there was an alert that the Food and Drug Administration issued now several months ago. Do we know more than we did? Dr. Martine Hartogenesis, the Deputy Director of the Office of Surveillance and Compliance at the Center for Veterinary Medicine with the Food and Drug Administration. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
First of all, explain what the alert is about regarding grain-free diets.
So several months ago, the FDA became aware of just a few complaints of dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs that were associated with these diets that were labeled as grain-free. We really didn't have a large number of reports, maybe about 30, but when we looked specifically at the diets that were reported to be
have been fed. We did note that they were, most of them were labeled as grain-free. And then when we looked closely at the ingredients that were listed on the label for these products, many of them had these sort of exotic protein sources like alligator, kangaroo. But they also listed these legume or pulse seed products, ingredients such as peas, lentils, chickpeas, and as well as potatoes. So that's when we issued our warning in July, really to, one, just, you know, make people aware of it, because that's our job. It's our job to notify the public when we see safety signals, but to also get some more information if there were other other animals out there, other dogs that were being affected that had dilated cardiomyopathy, and to get more information as well. And since that alert, we have a total probably of about 200 reports of dilated cardiomyopathy, mostly involving dogs. We have a few cat reports. And so we're just right now we're in the process of collecting all the information, trying to tease it out. We have a VetLearn system. It's a network of veterinary diagnostic laboratories around the country, and we do have the capacity to get more information, follow up on those reports, interview owners, perhaps even get samples and work with their veterinarians to try and to further tease out this safety signal that we're aware of now.
So even before these diets came about, these grain-free diets, and by the way, dilated cardiomyopathy is a kind of heart disease you don't want your dog to have. So before these diets came out, Dobermans, Great Danes, some other large breeds predisposed to this kind of heart disease. That is not what we're talking about. In fact, the whole point is now you're seeing other breeds or mixes getting this heart disease that seemed to be breed-specific previously.
Yeah, that's correct. And so we do have a few reports involving these larger breeds that do have genetic disposition for dilated cardiomyopathy. We have several reports involving golden retrievers, which we are now sort of looking at as potentially there may be some genetic component, although we hadn't seen golden retrievers previously in the literature described as breeds that are predisposed. But we're also seeing a lot of different breeds, smaller breeds, mixed breeds, just, you know, really no one particular breed that you could point out as genetically predisposed. So we're trying to figure that one out right now as well, and we think there may be a dietary component there.
So grain-free diet's an interesting sort of thing that kind of happened, and that's exactly, I think that's the right way to describe it. It's a thing that kind of happened by marketing folks, not by veterinary nutritionists. To my knowledge, there's no study that has ever indicated grain-free diets are bad, but there's no study that indicated we should do this. We should offer grain-free diets. Am I correct about that?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I think, you know, there were some concerns, perhaps maybe allergies, food allergies. People feel like they're doing the right thing. There's obesity concerns as well. They think that grain-free diets may be more healthy for their pet. So I think that they're, you know, the pet food market has really evolved quite a bit, and there are a lot of these, you know, niche companies targeting these and marketing these products that are labeled grain-free.
So if you're feeding a grain-free diet to your dog, at the end of the day, what do?
We at the FDA, we can't make that decision because we don't know your pet. And every pet is different. And so
Sure. They
have, you know, may have particular sensitivities, may have allergies. So it's really a great opportunity to have that discussion with your veterinarian.
Very informative, Dr. Hartogenesis. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizVod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
On the telephone now in South Carolina, Susan, you're up first. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Steve.
So what's your question?
Well, I am getting ready to redo my will, and my husband is deceased. We have no children, but I have... 5 rescue pets, and I've always had rescue pets.
Good for you.
And I had talked with my vet yesterday about leaving some of my money to an organization in South Carolina, and he suggested the Humane Society in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you may have some suggestions also.
Oh, sure. You know, local, sure. I mean, listen, if you're involved with a local shelter, that is always, if you like the shelter, a good thing to do. Local rescue, if you're into breed rescue. So if you have a favorite breed, boxers, beagles, whatever it might be, breed rescue can always use the money for every, and I'm making up these numbers, but this is about what it is. I mean, no one has exact numbers. But for every $10 spent on dog research to study health issues for dogs, about 50 cents is spent on cats. And it's way out of balance. I don't know why. I do know that cats are the most popular pet in America. It shouldn't be this way, but it is. So definitely the Wynn Feline Foundation, if you want to help cats.
Yes.
If you're interested in the human-animal bond, and if you're interested in helping dogs and cats, and also helping, for example, when Katrina was hit.
Yes.
In Haiti more recently.
Right.
The American Humane Association, American Humane, AmericanHumane.org would be the website for American Humane, would be a great organization. The thing about American Humane that I like so much is they're not extreme. You know, there are one or two organizations out there, and some pretend to be sort of mainstream, but I doubt they think like you think.
Right.
You know, they're really, and I'm, listen, no one is more pro-animal welfare than me, but let's not take it to an extreme. You know, let's not give up our personal rights for the rights of dogs. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. Or let's not change the wording so they're not called pets anymore, or we don't own them anymore. And the unintended consequence of that, for example, which one organization is for, the unintended consequence is that way then veterinarians will be subject to lawsuits. They would need insurance, which costs a lot of money.
Right.
They'd hike the price of everything, and we wouldn't be able to afford veterinary care. You know, so these organizations that are extreme, and there are a few of them out there I'm not a fan of. You know, and American Humane thinks pretty much like most Americans do. They want to benefit animals, for example, for farm animals. They want to do everything they possibly can, and they do, to benefit the welfare of farm animals. But they don't want to put farms out of existence.
Right.
What good is that?
Right.
You know, so that's my little speech, but American Humane would be a great organization to help. You know, what I love about this call is you're thinking in it, you know, you're doing something that we all should do. And
right.
And you're thinking about the animals, and how can I not love that? So I'm grateful for that.
You.
But
thank
you have to make me one promise.
I will.
One promise.
Okay.
That you're not going anywhere anytime soon.
I hope not, but we don't have the promise.
Oh,
that's
no,
tomorrow.
No, stop, stop. You have to say
that's
I promise.
That's why I'm doing this now.
It's a smart thing to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Declaw, that's something I don't like. So what are the alternatives? We talk to Dr. Margie Shirk in a couple of minutes. But next, it is your email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, something I thought I would never do, and that's write a children's book. Actually, it's a children's coloring book. There's not much writing to it, but I'll tell you, hopefully the messages are really important, because we know that children who grow up with animals have lots of advantages over other children. They're more likely to be more healthy. Yeah. I mean, really medically healthy. New research is coming out on that topic all the time now from all over the world. We also know they're more likely to be more responsible, understand responsibility, but never leave all the responsibility of caring for a pet for like a six-year-old. No, don't do that. But they do tend to be more responsible. And in addition, we know they are more empathetic. So the name of the book is My New Puppy. I'll talk about that next week on the show. Lots of questions about the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. We're talking to them again next week. This is about an alert they issued regarding some flea and tick products. And Aris is the name of a short movie. We talked about it when the movie debuted. Now the movie has appeared at several film festivals. You don't have to travel to a film festival to watch this movie about a little kitten who actually suffered from feline infectious peritonitis. Yuck. It's worse than it sounds, actually. We have good news about FIP as well. That's the disease I speak of. We'll talk about that next week on the show and how you can see this movie that I'm talking about, award-winning movie, for free.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolaner.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolaner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, what would be a great first pet for children aside from a dog or cat? Wonders emailer Giselle in Pennsylvania. Well, Giselle, a dog or cat would actually be a good first pet, potentially, if you choose the right animal. You are always there to supervise, or at least some adult, no matter what that pet is. Ferret, parrot, dog, cat, any pet, always, always an adult there to supervise. Things don't go as wrong as often when adults are there to supervise. Things do go wrong, potentially, the little
2-year-old pulling the cat's tail, or maybe with a guinea pig, the child dropping the guinea pig on the ground. Whatever it is not as likely to go wrong with an adult supervising. So what would be a good first pet? I'm not sure why you wouldn't consider a dog or a cat, maybe because dogs and cats, for dogs, they live anywhere from, what, 7 or 8 years, we hope, until 12 or 13 to 15 or 16 years of age. For cats, it's anywhere from 12 or 13 or 14 years up to 19 years these days, maybe. So, yeah, they're more long-lived. Maybe that's the issue. I'm not sure, because dogs and cats can be a good first pet. But there are lots of other choices. I'm going to give you some of those other choices. I don't quite know where to start, so I'll start with something called the rat. And you're saying, what? A rat? Rats are incredibly smart. These are not the rats you see in alleys. These are domestic rats. They are brilliant, and they are affectionate. Yes, they really are. They learn things, and they are kids can handle them. So there are the gerbils, for example. They don't like to be handled. And oftentimes people get gerbils for their children as a first pet, and the gerbils are not very happy about the situation. Hedgehogs. Hard to pet a hedgehog. You can, but you know what I'm saying. And hedgehogs tend to be nocturnal, so they want to sleep during the day, and that's when most of our kids are awake. So those two may not be the best first choices. So rats, actually, I like them as a first choice. Now, sadly, from my perspective, they only live maybe 2 years, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, and that's it. Maybe that's what you want. Maybe for whatever reason, you want a pet that isn't as long-lived. I'm not sure. Another idea, I mentioned guinea pigs. Well, they are more, in general, handleable than hamsters are, for example. If they're raised and appropriately handled from a very young age, they actually seem to enjoy to be handled. And they enjoy the interaction with people. They get to know their people. That's not a bad choice as a first pet. Rabbit, not a good choice. People say all the time, how about a rabbit? No, rabbits actually are not a good pet for young children who are unpredictable in the way in which they move. They may drop a rabbit. Rabbits, young kids like to carry these things around, right? These first pets around. So a rat may ride on the child's shoulder and doesn't mind being held. You still don't want to drop that rat. If it's a guinea pig, same thing. You don't want to drop the animal, but they don't mind, assuming they're accustomed to it, to be held. They actually seem to like it. However, rabbits do not. Rabbits do not, in general, some learn to tolerate it. They don't like to be held. What's more, they have a fear of heights. So even for a little child, it's not all that high. It's just a few feet off the ground carrying a rabbit. That to that rabbit, that's like the Empire State Building or something. You know, I mean, it's way up there. So rabbits actually are not a good first pet for children. Another idea, a bearded dragon lizard. Yes, they are like the puppy dogs of the lizard world. And again, assuming they're appropriately handled when they're fairly young, and they could live 12 to 15 years, so maybe that's a concern for you, because they do live wild, which means it's a commitment. And no matter what type of pet you get, incidentally, please understand that veterinary care is necessary. Oh, so for bearded dragon lizards, they really like to be, they recognize their people, they tolerate or maybe like to be handled. We think they actually like to be handled. And they're fairly, for lizards, they're fairly easy to care for. Those little lizards, those little green lizards, the Nole lizards that you see for $4 at the pet store, they don't like to be handled. A leopard gecko can be a great first pet in that they're fairly easy to care for. But again, they don't like to be handled. But a leopard gecko is another possibility, if you're willing to accept a lizard into your home. Those are just some ideas. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation where we answer the question to declaw or don't declaw. And if you don't declaw, what do you do if the cat is scratching in all the wrong places?
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Margie Shirkus here, and we're talking about declaw in cats, which, here's the way I put it, it's an elective amputation. Is that sort of the right thing to say?
That's totally fair.
Yeah, and that's not a fair thing to do necessarily to our cats. I said necessarily. I should back up and say it is not a fair thing
to
do to our cats. Yeah.
I think it's plain and simple, and there's a lot of pushback when I use words like this, but I'm going to say it's cruel. It's deemed a medically unnecessary surgery. The only time that we should be considering removing the last part of somebody's fingers or toes is when there's disease and those incurable disease in those fingers and toes, including something like cancer, where it may save the cat by preventing it from spreading.
We have alternatives today. One is behavior modification. Another is a product that can actually attract cats to the scratching post, which is amazing. So I want to talk about both of those just a little bit. I want to talk about this new product that's called Feel-A-Scratch. Good idea?
Yeah, let me go back, let me lean back to what you're saying about modifying the environment. And that's when we talked about scratching posts and having vertical scratching posts. We want to put them, if a cat's still scratching the furniture, then that means we don't have the scratching post in the right place, or we need to add another scratching post. And it doesn't have to be a massively expensive thing. It can be one of those cardboard tubes that you buy some rope and you get your hot glue gun or your kid's hot glue gun out, and you hot glue gun this sisal rope and wrap it around this cardboard, and then you attach it to the wall in some, or put it right beside the surface that they want to scratch. Wherever they scratch, they're telling you that that is a critically important location. And because it's an important location, that's where you need to allow them to scratch.
So what I tell people is to make that sofa or couch, if they're scratching there, a little less interesting or impossible to scratch by putting a car mat over it, with those nubby sides up, or those things that office chairs go on, those plastic things, again, with the nubby side up. So cats can't scratch on that. And then to put a post, exactly what you're saying, right next to it.
Or you can do something that's less unattractive in your beautiful home.
You should leave it there forever.
You can just use some packing tape on the furniture to make it smooth while they're getting used to the new surface that you've put adjacent to it. Remember also that scratching surfaces need to be some of them need to have perches on them so a cat can, climb up it too, because that's part of what a cat is. Cats live in three dimensions. Environment is so, so important for preventing ill health in cats, making sure we meet their environmental needs. As to the Feel-A-Scratch, this is a great idea, and it is it's that pheromone that comes from their pads, so it drives them towards scratching.
So when cats scratch, they deposit
a scent.
Right. Yeah. And this is a copy of that, as well as catnip to attract them in the first place from further away, as well as a blue dye that you put, and you put all this on the post. It comes in a little pipette, a
little squeeze tube.
Yeah, like a flea tick product might, and you actually put this on the post, and it does work.
It works very well. So that's another really, really good thing to do.
Problem is solved, but some people still say, you know what, I'm concerned about the cat scratching me.
So, Steve, if we look at the concerns about health and the people that they're living with, obviously nobody wants to be scratched. Nobody wants to see their children be scratched. Nobody wants to see their someone whose immune system may not be as robust as it at one time was, be it due to the medications they're on, be it due to HIV, be it due to whatever it might be. We don't want these people being scratched and being hurt. The Center for Disease Control very clearly says they don't recommend having cats declawed, having cats who live with people with health problems being declawed, because these cats are more likely to bite, and a bite can result in far more serious concerns than a scratch can. The big concern with scratches is that people get worried about cat scratch disease, which is caused by an organism called Bartonella henselae that's found in flea dirt. So the way to deal with that, to prevent that, is treat your cats on a regular basis, consistently, routinely, for fleas, and then we don't have to worry about that. The concern also is with people with autism who may have be interacting in a different way and be overwhelmed easily. And the same thing, being scratched is bad, but it's nowhere near as bad as being bitten.
Well, I'm with you. No declaw is the way to go. And I want to talk to you continually so we can communicate this message. And you know what? You're not alone. I think increasingly veterinary professionals feel strongly as you do.
I hope so.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.